Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
We established a lot there.
Yeah, we did.
established a lot. Afion Crockett is here. He's at the Tempe Improv tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday. And we hit him with the idea of what Vince McMahon's doing to his employees, how much that would cost. You initially set your price at $5 million, way too high. I threw $500,000. Nobody's going to offer you $5 million. You can get a low. I'll lowball that every time.
My question is: have the videos been authenticated? Are they out?
They're not out yet, but they're a court. They're in court, evidently, and they are. They're authentic, just not for us yet. You know, not for public.
Yeah, they need to drop those. On the net because we always hear about the video evidence that someone did this to somebody, but we never see it. Right? We just hear the stories. I think we need to see that.
Yeah. Well, for sure to actually. But again, it's Vince McMahon, WWE. Somebody
make it a series.
Yeah. If he made it a series, I'd watch every week. But see, that's the thing that's crazy. If you said you wouldn't let someone do it, but you'd watch it on TV.
No, I didn't say I'd watch that. Because first you're talking about him and the woman. It's not that I want to watch it for entertainment. Just understand, I'm just looking at it for evidence sake.
Oh, I see. As a juror. Oh,
research.
Okay.
Research.
Guilty or not guilty.
Yeah, it's purely about, you know, was this woman, were her rights violated?
Right.
Yeah.
Making popcorn for that video?
No.
I am.
No.
I got a bucket of it.
You're done. Popcorn and milk duds.
I buy popcorn pre-made. What do you mean? I'm not making it. What are you talking about?
I don't have time for that.
It already comes in a bag. And, you know.
Yeah, I get one of those. I'd get kettle corn going for this
flavors.
One.
Yeah, different flavors. Yeah.
I'd be sprinkling that dust on it. I don't know what kind of, but I'd be eating popcorn, watching Vince McMahon take a dump in some lady's face and saying whether, at that point, is there even a need for a trial?
No.
If you've got a video of that, it's like, why are we even bothering with lawyers?
You have a behavior expert.
Come on.
Yeah, she doesn't look comfortable there.
But now
I don't understand the court system. I've never have, especially when there's evidence that's staring you in the face or crapping in your face.
Or you're wiping your face off with all the evidence.
Yeah.
That's why it'll be interesting, too, on the if there ever is a trial for this Diddy thing, too.
Sure.
Whatever comes out of that. Because they have email exchanges.
They got pictures. They got videos. They got evidently
so they say.
Groups. So they say.
Until I see it, exactly. I'm not believing it.
I've seen a few of the pictures through the...
have you?
Yeah, because they made public the guy's accusation. the weird thing is the dude making the accusations is waking up and videotaping the naked, weird bodies that are in a bed with him that he says weren't there the night before.
What?
Yeah. So he's got that. And then a couple of them of him and Cuba Gooding Jr. in a room, but they're not doing anything yet. And then one where a dude's banging another guy in front of him.
And he's doing the over the shoulder?
Well, I don't know if he's...
Is it a selfie video?
Yeah.
And then what is he doing?
And then one where the door just swings open and Vince McMahon goes, lay down. I don't know.
The sound effect took it over the mountain for me.
Yeah, thank you. I'm a professional. Yeah, it's just one of those things where every time I turn on it, I've wanted to do a podcast for 15 years, but I don't want to do the work, called All Your Heroes Are Assholes.
Right.
Where if you dig too deep into your celebrity hero, you're going to find that Vince McMahon.
Literally.
Yeah,
exactly. Dig too deep.
Exactly.
Into their orifice.
You're going to discover the colon of your hero.
You're going to discover a lot. Imagine being the guy in the room. Two dudes is going at it. And you're like on the phone like, yeah, you know what it is. You feel me? Yeah. Y'all know where I'm at. Yeah. All day. We outside. We outside.
You go selfie
This is how
mode.
You party.
That's the smart thing to do. See, I would have gone full on not my face in it. You're going selfie. You're no, swinging around.
He's going full selfie.
Yeah, proof in court later. Yeah. You were there.
Hashtag dude party.
Diddy is wild. Yeah, I don't know. And then the dude from Two Live Crew comes out and says, I used to leave Diddy's house because after hours.
Oh, Uncle Luke?
Yeah. Yeah. He says, said it was too much.
I leave early.
He wasn't hanging around Diddy's house late. Two Live Crew.
Look,
was like,
I've been to a Diddy party.
You have?
Yeah, but it wasn't crazy.
All right.
So maybe I left too early.
Well, maybe you got drugged early and you don't even remember.
You're under Luther and he's like, hey, time to go.
The Diddy parties. What is that?
Yeah, I went to his birthday party. It was tame. I mean,
it was, but it was one of those PR parties, or was it his house?
Yeah. So it was at someone else's house. It was okay. At some billionaire house. I don't want to say his name. I want to get him tied up. Yeah.
It's too late. It's Jeff Bezos.
Yeah. Vince McMahon.
Everyone was
Vince
there.
Vince McMahon yeah. house.
There was plaster everywhere.
Hulk Hogan was there.
There weren't
Jimmy
bathrooms.
Fly, Snooker, Super Fly Jimmy Snooker. Everybody was there.
Yeah.
Junkyard Dog.
But you went to the... So, but
Andre the Giant was... he had his pants down.
God. How much for Andre the Giant to throw one on you?
Oh, my God.
I dropped my price.
You would survive.
There's no price, man.
I dropped
Stop
my price.
Asking me.
$100,000 for Andre to do it. That story's too rich. I'd make more money
that
on the book.
Price isn't rich, though. No.
Yeah, but for $100,000, I'd be like, yes, that's my story.
You're underselling yourself.
And then the movie, I get the rights to everything. I'm going to make $20 million off this if I play my cards right.
Hey, man, you're a better man than me. Let me
tell you. Andre the Giant, I just laughed for hours over that one. He took a dump on me. Hilarious.
That's a giant dump.
Yeah.
That's the right.
Jurassic Park.
I'm not going
to
lie.
You'd have to dig out of that.
I kind of want
to
see what the dude produces.
You will never smell the same.
No.
After that.
There's no...
You're
right.
It does kind of wreck that.
That doesn't wash off.
No.
No, Andre's... It lives with you. It might be like a tanner. It might be a different color when it's
But that's
over.
What I'm saying.
You all have a different complexion.
Like, what's his name? George... Who's the constant tan? What's his name?
Oh, George Hamilton.
George Hamilton.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, the bad...
He is the year-round tan. But let's
maybe that's what happened to him.
Let's twist it.
Okay.
Would you still take that $10 million...
That's your price.
No, that's your price.
No, mine was $500,000. Yours was $10
million. Oh, $500,000?
Yeah, I'm low. I'm fine.
I don't have a price.
My thing is,
whether it's $500,000, $100,000, would you take the money if you could not ever get rid of the smell? If it stayed on your skin for the rest of your life?
The price goes a lot higher for that. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I constantly smell like I'm from Scotland.
You constantly smell like...
You're from
Vince
Scotland.
McMahon.
Yeah, I don't want that.
You said from Scotland?
Yeah, I'm always from Scotland. Yeah, that's awful. I could never smell like a Scotsman.
So
you've changed
mud.
The game. You changed the game on
hey,
me.
Hey, man. You got to up the ante here.
Yeah, if I can wash it off.
If you want to play the game.
Yeah,
you
know mint and cucumber afterwards within an hour and it's all over, I can push that down and never, ever go to a therapist. That's fine. I've pushed away a lot, but that's a lot. But smell like it all the time, that's like the Goldschlager drunk. Every time you smell it after, you're like, I can't have this stuff anymore. It reminds me of that day.
That's the price you pay to play in feces, sir. That's the price you pay.
Okay? Is it worth it?
When you dabble in the scat.
When you dabble.
Yeah.
So would I smell like that? Yeah, that would be like a $15 million hit right there. I'd still have a price. I'm not an idiot.
I think
you're right. You no matter what. Maybe someone doesn't smell on you, but you will always smell that.
You'll always
forget it.
And, you know, every time I look at my bank account, it's also the smell of success, too. So maybe I could switch it. Maybe in my brain I can change it into the smell of riches.
It's the smell that haunts you. I don't think so. I don't think you're going to get comfortable with that stuff.
Comfortable is different than just tolerant.
You smell like straight doo-doo. And mind you, we don't know what's in the doo-doo.
We don't know why it happened.
We don't know if there was beans in there. We don't know.
Because you know he prepped before.
So in exchange of being...
He knew he was doing it. Yeah. He's like,
in exchange of being fairly wealthy, I have to walk around and have people go, man, that guy stinks.
Yes.
Man.
Yes.
You know, that does kind of keep some people away, though.
All people.
You know what? I'm going to change this on.
You'll never have another woman.
Nope. Because the money would then start to be like, what will they tolerate?
That money will get to
because remember,
get you a woman.
Motley Crue had a game on their tour bus of how long they could not bathe before a woman finally says, I'm not going to sleep with you. And they couldn't tolerate each other after a month of just never taking baths. And the women were still coming. Like, this game doesn't.
That's what you white people do. You play those games. Y'all love to play them type of games.
It's a fun game. You
black,
should try.
Listen, black people can't do it.
Why?
Because we'd be homeless. Our parents or our loved ones would be like, if you don't get your ass out my house.
You're telling me there isn't one black guy that smells bad?
Of course there's black people that smell bad.
But they're all homeless.
But they don't necessarily know it.
You wouldn't have a contest with fellow people.
I wouldn't live in a house with sane people and be able to stay there if I smell horrible.
Right. Well, you'd say
the longest.
Look, black people, we don't have a lot. So pride is all we're running off of. You know what I mean? We've been fighting for centuries to get the little bit we have now.
All right. But still, like, you and your friends get together and you're like, let's see how long we can take baths or not take baths before a woman says she's not going to do it.
No, we don't do that.
If you had enough money and stuff, you could do it. See, that's what I'm saying. The $10 million would get you.
Look,
Margot Robbie would close
her money now, but the thing is, I love showers.
I do too.
I start to itch if I sweat a little too much. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like,
Yeah, I hate smelling. I'm super clean. I'm disgustingly clean.
Nah, you like doo-doo on your face.
No. You have no, like, my doo-doo, like, my deal to keep away from it, I take a shower after I go every time.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, you have to. It's ridiculous not to. Soap and water. So I do that every time. So I keep that stuff away from me. But,
for the money.
$500,000, I can wash it off. But you're saying this thing stays on
you. I'm saying George Hamilton style.
I'm orange
now. Your face is orange with fecal matter for the rest of your life. Will you take the money?
Yeah.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
Disgusting. They smell. They're sticky. They say things that are horrible.
98.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
It's a great story.
Yeah, it is. It's a thought.
You talked me out of it.
Yeah, you weren't going in there anyway. Let's be honest.
I was.
I'm the pioneer here.
Yeah, you were on the sidelines the whole time. You wasn't participating.
You can't leap into this double dutch. I'm the only one playing right.
It's all you.
Yeah,
it's all you.
Anyway, I think I could talk if you're cracking.
Doodoo game.
Well, it isn't necessarily all white people.
We should start a show called Fecal Factor.
How much would all of it's
there's
crap?
So many.
That's it.
Oh,
is everything? So is everything? Would you eat it?
Yeah.
Would you? You know what I mean? Would you sleep in it for 5 hours?
What's the price?
name your price.
I lay in a bed of doo doo.
Yeah,
you got to give me
name your price.
Well, I have to be. See, I keep it reasonable.
Final round cornhole
because it's easier to just go. You know, but we've all dabbled in the back door of a lady.
I mean, you know.
I mean, we've played.
You notice
the game.
How my voice dropped down deep. Look, there are exceptions to the rule.
So we do play the
right
game.
Right about now is where some Barry White should be playing.
Again, you are there quite. Are, I think I have some, actually. There, you are tolerant of the whole deal.
Listen, it didn't involve the actual substance coming out of the body.
They prepped.
It was a little more, you know.
Yeah, I don't have any Barry White, but I do have this, and I think it's more appropriate. He'll give it to me, baby.
Listen.
That's all right there. Little Rick coming out. Anyway, yeah. What are you going
to
do?
A woman that's willing to allow me to play around in some things.
What if she says, what I like to do is this. And then she
switch it around.
Yeah, gets a plate of glass.
And she's gonna be homeless. Yeah. You gotta get the hell out of my house.
Uber.
Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah,
I'd have to ask her how much.
I'll walk you down.
Yeah, I'll say, well, you got any money? Because that's where it changes. Like if you're gonna change the game on me, I'm gonna change it on you.
Right.
I'm going straight to the ATM.
ATM's
different. I shouldn't say that either.
Your bank card.
Yeah, that's different. If you're in Crockett's here at the Tempe Improv, so much more than just a guy who will talk about the feces. With you.
Look, you guys have made my comedy, my live show, you've added another element of creativity to it.
I think
I may offer to doodle on somebody.
Right, at the end of the show. You're not selling merch anymore. That's stupid. That's old.
For what?
Yeah, right. You've got
my Vince McMahon
one-time offer.
Tonight and Thursday night show only.
Right.
So
yeah. That audience deserves it.
Yes.
Good. That's man.
Those people deserve it. Why don't you have jobs?
Deserve to get doodled on.
And they're the lowest price because they're showing up on a Thursday.
Thursday night. 7:30
all night. Yeah. That's a beautiful thing. Tonight, 7:30. Tomorrow you got two shows. Saturday you got two shows. What else in your life is going on? What should we know about you?
Man, I have an independent movie that I just produced.
Nice.
Called A Hip Hop Story.
Cool.
Financed it myself. I didn't need anyone to doodle on me to get the money. You know what I mean?
Would you have if you were running short on funds?
No. No.
The dream lives.
Stop going back to that, even though I just brought it up. Yeah, so I got that movie, man, and we're trying to figure out how we're going to independently distribute it worldwide.
How cool.
It's really dope.
Is this the first time you've done this? Like,
yeah,
this kind of thing? Is it a tough process?
Is it like a documentary or is it a...
No. It's like a... it's a comedy movie that some would call a parody spoof movie, but it has a message. It's not just about gags and going from scene to scene. It's impressions that are wrapped around a storyline about hip-hop and, you know, where hip-hop was from the beginning. And it's kind of like my Coming to America where I'm playing all these different
icons.
You're
doing all the parts.
We have all the parts. We got Russell Simmons in there.
Oh, I've seen you do that.
Kumo D, Puffy.
You got Puffy.
We got Diddy in it. Yep. Diddy's in it.
What's Diddy doing in your movie?
He's not doodling on nowhere. That's what he's not doing.
Are you worried that the Diddy scenes might be telling?
It's going to be not at all.
You didn't make him do anything crazy.
We don't do anything crazy or do anything that's connected to any illegal, you know, whatever.
Little disclaimer.
The movie's about hip-hop.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. It's about hip hop. Cedric the Entertainer's in it with me. Wayne Brady, Lil Rel Howery, Damian Dante Wayne.
God, you got everybody.
Yeah, I got a squad.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's
what are you most proud of with it?
Everything, man. Yeah. We've screened it. We did a soft release with a limited release with AMC Theaters. Yeah. We went direct to them.
Yeah.
There's no studio behind this movie, so I'm proudest of that.
Yeah,
is that we don't have a studio. We don't have a bigger production company. It's literally all my money that I spent on this movie.
Awesome.
And so, yeah, we
did you ever have to come out one day? Okay.
Yeah.
We're on a budget.
Yeah.
Oh, every day.
Yeah.
That's a cut. That's a take.
You were
every
stickler.
Day. Yeah. Yeah. I was like, no, we got it.
Yeah.
we got it. Oh, every day. Every day.
Yeah. That's amazing. Yes. I always say that process is not fun. Once you get it done, it's the beautiful part.
Yeah.
Now getting it out.
No, the process was a pain in the ass.
Yeah. It's going to be miserable.
It was bad. It was bad.
How long have you been doing it?
For the last year.
Oh, no kidding. That's actually pretty quick.
Yeah, off and on. It took us 24 days to shoot it, but all of the post-production. And then we had to go sit through two strikes, the SAG strike and the WGA strike.
That's right.
So, yeah, it was a lot of things that happened throughout the year and, other, you know, doing other work and all that kind of stuff. But
did you cheat it a little bit during the strike and do some editing on your own?
Well, I could edit.
Oh, you can do that.
Yeah,
they weren't
edit.
On strike. That's
we
right.
We couldn't write new scenes. We couldn't shoot anything.
Ugh.
But we were already done by then.
Yeah, you're all finished. So
we're all finished.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, that's
and
awesome.
And then I just produced a special called Microphone Masters. It's a series on Xfinity and Comcast where I'm introducing three other comedians to the world. So it's a series on Comcast, Xfinity.
Cool.
Afion Crockett presents Microphone Masters, and it's dope. It's like it's half stand-up special, and then the other half is me getting my Oprah on. And I'm you guys. I'm interviewing the comedians.
No, don't you dare compare me to Oprah. I don't have her money. Although, if she did offer.
If she offered.
You think Stedman didn't? He'd do
chili
it.
And,
yeah. Stedman's the
Stedman
man.
Is making the chili.
Yes,
he's
he is.
Fine with that. Stedman's my dream man. That's a brilliant move on him.
I would be Stedman any day.
So you go, you're interviewing new comedians. Like they're new or they've been around for a while?
No, they're not new. They've been around for a minute. Ron G, Kenesha Buss, Brandon Lewis, comedians that I've known for years, and they're just, they're microphone masters, but they haven't had that shot. So I just wanted to give them.
Oh, that's cool.
Share whatever platform I could with them.
Yeah. So isn't it crazy? Like comedians know comedians that should be but aren't.
Exactly.
And there's a lot.
Because we're really out here in the trenches.
Yeah, you guys are with each. You see each other. It's funny to me because I always think that because just having done this for so long, met so many comedians, and they're all their best friends showed up in their lives in their 20s.
Right.
Like their childhood friends are still around, but their best friends always end up being comedians.
Yeah,
like it's always the case. Like
that's
you guys, you
because
unite
in your 20s, that's when you start out tackling some of life's biggest, you know, obstacles, and you do it together, and you really learn who you are. You learn who your friends are.
Yeah.
In that process.
Yeah, comedians' friends are always comedians, and then they always have
one or two pops.
Yeah, a couple of favorite people that you're like, you got to know about this guy. Yeah. Every comic that I've ever known is like, that's the best comedian. It's the Dave Attell factor.
Yeah.
Dave Attell is the comedian's comedian. And if he'd just change his clothes and wash his hair, he might have had like sitcoms and success and crazy. He stayed the comedian's comedian.
Yeah.
He's brilliant.
Yeah.
And there's so many
like
of those. Yeah.
There's a few guys like that. Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Especially out of that Boston, New York era of the 90s and, you know, 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who was your guy growing up?
The guy I look up
comedian,
to.
Comedian, yeah.
Eddie Murphy.
You liked Eddie.
Eddie is still the guy. Like he's the guy that no one has been able to come close to when it comes to his skill level, His success rate.
Yeah.
But he's just a guy. He has so many classic movies.
Yeah.
With Eddie, I'd never seen it before. He got up with James Brown.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
You can do anything. Yeah. And the crazy thing people forget is that when Eddie's movies and stuff were coming out, Richard Pryor had kind of set the table.
Yeah, for sure.
But that started the way we see stand-up comedy now. Because it wasn't clubs in every city.
No.
It wasn't like...
It wasn't arenas.
No.
Eddie Murphy was Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
That's where they shot Raw.
Yeah, yeah, it was weird little bars.
So that's where you get the Kevin Harts and the Joe Coys and all these people now that are able to fill these arenas.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's great. But yeah, Eddie, we owe all of that to Eddie.
Isn't that nuts, too? Because it's, like, so different, and it's just the way it is. There's, like, thousands and thousands of comedians, and it's a lot because of Eddie Murphy. Richard Pryor, too. But
yeah, Richard Pryor. Yeah. Look, we can't, you know, omit the ones that lay down the groundwork, for sure. Yeah.
And Carlin and those guys.
Oh, my
gosh, the ones that just dropped the bombs on everybody and said it's a different game.
Yeah, Carlin
and the stuff
is,
that he talks about still
holds up.
Yep.
Yeah, Carlin's one of the all-time greats.
Yeah, he's a philosopher. More than a comedian. So much more than that. It's crazy.
And a poet. Like, he has a way of getting back to...
Yeah. Phrasing
other words and phrases
Who's the guy today that you look at, man? He's the closest thing we've got to one of those. Because everybody's playing arenas. It's amazing who can do it now. Because I like Tom Segura a ton. He's going to sell out the Footprint Center downtown here.
Yeah,
it's crazy to
That's
me.
Wow.
Yeah, because it's.
I mean, there's a lot of
way
of them
he
we can look
his
at.
Delivery and stuff.
Yeah,
yeah.
It'll be interesting.
But is there a lasting moment? Like, there's a lot of good comedians, but is there a lasting moment like Eddie Murphy's Raw waiting for us?
I mean, Chappelle is creating some really profound specials and moments, and he's just a very—he's different. Like, he's not just a stand-up comedian. When he's when he's talking, you kind of feel like you're watching a revolutionary in a way. You know what I mean?
It's true. So, it's like poignant social commentary,
storyteller.
With
jokes. Yeah, Chris Rock too. He's big on social commentary, and he's big on delivery. Like Chris is one of the guys that I actually pay attention to and I've emulated a lot.
Yeah. And then Gallagher.
You must have read my resume. And, you know, some of that stuff.
Those are the ones we go to every time.
Some of that stuff wasn't meant to get out.
So good. Gallagher 2 happened.
Yeah, Gallagher 2. He had to sequel himself with his brother. It's an amazing story. Afion Crockett at the Tempe Improv. Leave us with words of wisdom, please, sir.
Do not.
I know where you're going here.
Exactly.
That's the, you know what? Leave it there.
Never
Do
in
not
life.
Is enough.
Just no.
Just don't. Just no.
Never in life.
Don't
you
take the money.
You ever.
Yeah.
Take the money.
Go to a party at Vince McMahon's
house. Right. Now I want to. Just That's I'm it. Not going to be part of it. I'm going to watch it. I'm definitely an observer.
I just want to see that the evidence is real.
Yeah.
Not
you want to see the video.
Not for any, you know, entertainment.
But if you had it right now and you realized it was real. And you knew that, would you not then walk into this room and go, you guys got to see this? So then it becomes, then it's entertainment.
Would I be a friend if I didn't?
No, that's true. You wouldn't be a good person.
I wouldn't be welcome back here next time I come
if
back.
If we found out after Brad tells us as he's driving
that
back to
the
hotel,
video.
He showed it to us in the car. I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
I wouldn't be welcome.
No, ever again.
So
you'd be, in fact, every day we would make a segment just to bash you.
I would walk in with the phone out and just be like, hey, guys.
Look what I found.
Look what I got.
Yeah, I would. And same back. So we have an agreement. We have an accord.
We're on one accord here.
We're linked there. Afion Crockett, always good to see you, man. Thanks for coming
Likewise,
in. It's 98 KUPD.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.